what kind of benefits do you think the International Green Development Coalition could bring to the sustainable development of the countries along the Belt and the Road?
China to export both technology and ideas. So on technology side, we're looking at things like renewable energy technologies, solar, wind, high-speed rail, electric vehicles, that kind of thing. Most of these countries that are part of the Belt and Road Initiative need infrastructure, and they have a choice. They can be building sort of last-generation infrastructure, coal plants and that kind of thing, or next-generation infrastructure. So we're hoping that it be next-generation infrastructure. But the other thing I think that can be, the other benefit is to export kind of the ideas, the practices, the norms. We've been working, my organization, Environmental Defense Fund, has been working with the Chinese government for about 20 years, helping to build a good legal foundation for environmental protection, helping to enhance the ability to enforce environmental laws, helping to build markets that will align environmental and economic outcomes. And it's those kinds of ideas that we think could also be exported through the Belt and Road Initiative.
What kind of international cooperation would be needed if the initiative is to achieve its goal of sustainable development?
Well, the Belt and Road Initiative is a huge initiative, hundreds of countries now involved. It will take the countries themselves recognizing the benefits of adopting next-generation technologies, next-generation infrastructure. If we're just looking to the past for the models, that's not going to be a good thing. So we're hoping to work with the countries of the Belt and Road so that we make sure that what they're asking for, what they're investing in, and what they're asking for China to help them invest in is those next-generation things.
What do you think was highlights of the speech by President Xi Jinping on the opening ceremony?
I would say that there were a couple of things that came out to me from President Xi's speech. I mean, one, again, was just the sheer ambition of the Belt and Road Initiative and the progress that's being made. He talked about having agreements in place with hundreds of countries around projects that they were working on. He also talked a lot about the rule of law and wanting to ensure that the rule of law was applying in the places where, in the BRI countries. And that's important, you know, for trade purposes, is important around intellectual property, but it's also important when it comes to environmental values. And he talked also about science and the importance of good science, which again is going to be important in terms of making good environmental decisions as well. So those three things struck me from his talk this morning.